Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatih al-Hayat. I am your host, Abdullah al-Musawi. We are talking about key number two, and that is seeking knowledge. With knowledge, there are etiquettes and manners that need to be observed by he who seeks it. So we got up to number five. Number five is that when it comes to knowledge, it needs to be written. Now, we live in an age where we are mainly visual and we just hear. So we just look at things, we watch screens all day, and we just listen. Even when we go to school, these days, you don't have many classes these days don't have pens and papers anymore. They would either use, you know, the teacher says, well, the lecture would be recorded. All the information will be stored online. You can access it at any time. So the student says, well, why would I bother myself writing when I can access it at any time? Now, that's a problem because with knowledge, it needs to be written. If it's not written down, if it's not, you know, if you don't use a pen and paper, it will not stay and remain. And from here, we see the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. They constantly emphasized on the fact that we need to write. So Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi as-salam, he says, قَيُّدُ الْعِلْمَ بِالْكِتَابَةِ. Write and hold down knowledge by writing it. If you don't write it, it should fly away. Al-Imam al-Hasan alayhi as-salam, Allah, he says, and he called in his sons and his nephews, and he says to them, "Innakum sagara qawmin." Surely, right now, you are kids of a group of people. You are young now. And he says to them, "Wayushak an takunu kibara qawmin." And it will be time, or there will come a time, where you will be the adults of this tribe and this clan and this type of people. And he says to them, فَتَعَلَّمُ الْعِلْمِ. Seek knowledge. And then the Imam says, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطَعْ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَحْفِظْهُ فَلْيَكْتُبْهُ. He amongst you, he could not memorize it, then write it. Obviously, the Imam, he would use memorize because that was the method back in the day, because having pens and papers was a very rare commodity. Not everyone could afford it. And even back in the day, paper wasn't even available. They used to use deer skin and sheep skin and what have you. So it was hard. So first thing they used to do is rely on their memories. And then he says, if you can't do that, if you find it hard for you to memorize things, then you make sure you write it down. And then he says, فَلْيَكْتُبْهُ وَلْيَضَعْهُ فِي بَيْتَهُ. Let him write it down and put it in his house, for there might become a time where I will need it. So a person should always be taking notes, writing things down, because you have no idea when you will need it. Some information might come in handy. I always keep a pen and paper. I always have a book right next to me where I'm constantly writing things down. And I find it most of the times I flip through the pages trying to get a piece of information that I have written. So it's very vital that we learn to write. And this is one of the etiquettes and the manners of knowledge, that you need to write it down, no matter how simple it might sound to you. Let us take a short break, then we continue right after.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book مفاتيح الحیات, The Keys of Life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه. چندین ساری حرف گفته میشه.
This book, مفاتیح, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است. چه فرون دماغ این قصاب داره فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره، دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامش گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatih al-Hayat, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Now we are talking about the etiquettes and the manners of learning, which is key number two to life. Number six, asking questions. A question is the key to everything, is the key to every mystery. Whenever you don't know something, the logical thing is to ask. If I'm in the street, I'm lost, and I want to find direction, it is only logical for me to ask a question, ask for direction. For me to keep walking for hours on end, that is not a logical thing to do. When it comes to knowledge, obviously there are a lot of things that requires to be explained to me, and I could not get through them unless I ask. Even if it is, you know, if you think it might sound simple or stupid, you still have to ask. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, he says, العلم خزائن, knowledge are treasures. والمفاتيح السؤال, and the key to these treasures are in fact questions. فاسألوا يرحمكم الله, may Allah have mercy on you, do ask. And then he says, فإنه يؤجر في العلم أربعة, when it comes to knowledge, four people get a reward. First, he says, السائل, those who ask questions, they get rewarded. Okay? And then he says, والمتكلم, the speaker, the teacher, والمستمع, and the listener, والمحب لهما, and he who loves them. Sometimes you have a gathering, you have a class, and you see there's a speaker, there's a listener, and there's a person who asks a question, and sometimes a person tags along and he just sits with the group, because he likes this kind of classes. The Imam says those four are highly rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So keep in mind that every time you have a question, ask, because you will have the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on you and upon you. So it doesn't matter how small the question is. It doesn't matter how insignificant you think that question is. It doesn't matter if you think that others will mock you and, you know, make fun of you because you don't know this basic and simple information. Do ask, because you will benefit yourself. And sometimes you'll be surprised to know that a lot of people around you, they themselves don't know this question. So sometimes I might ask a question from myself, and I might benefit from it. But in fact, I could benefit a lot of people, and I myself, many times in my classes, I have benefited so much from people asking questions. And sometimes people ask me questions that I don't know the answers to, which means I go and I study and I figure out the answers. So I have benefited more than they have themselves. So you can see how important questions are. So when the Imam says it is a treasure, and treasures would have, you know, gold and silver and pearls and diamonds and what have you, and obviously you will be rich if you manage to unlock a treasure. So the Imam says the key to these treasures are in fact questions. Ask questions, unlock the mysteries of knowledge, benefit yourself and benefit other people in the process. Inshallah, we will continue talking about the adequates of learning and studying in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There Was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.